G'day, Reece Dan here. Welcome to episode 89 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Focus and Concentration Techniques. Now, focus and concentration are critical skills for athletes. And when I use the word athlete, I'm talking about tactical athletes here, helping them maintain optimal performance under pressure and in the presence of distractions. So very important stuff when we're talking about combat. Combat situations are obviously very stressful. But here are some specific techniques that can be used to improve focus and concentration and help you perform in those environments. Number one is cue words. Tactical athletes can develop specific meaningful cue words or phrases specific to that individual, specific to you, that will help you focus on the task at hand. Right? These words can act as triggers to bring your attention back to the present moment and the immediate action that you need to perform. For example, maybe you're on the shooting line and you could use the word focus before engaging in a shooting serial to reinforce concentration on what you're about to do. And you could experiment with a number of different cue words or even certain actions, anchoring actions that will help you focus and stay present, which will in turn help you perform at your best during that activity. Number two is mindfulness training. Mindfulness involves being fully present and in the moment, aware of where you are and what you're doing without overly reacting or becoming overwhelmed by what's going on around you. Okay, techniques include breathing exercises, guided imagery, body scans, and I've talked about this before. You can look at the tension and release exercises or using the five senses to stay in the moment. And you want to practice these during training and really hone your skills, firstly in training and then stress inoculation training, and then obviously doing it in a combat scenario. Number three is concentration grids. This is a practical exercise where athletes practice concentration by finding numbers or letters in a grid in a sequential order as quickly as possible. It's almost like a Sudoku exercise and it trains the mind to focus despite distractions and under time pressure. And you can come up with a number of different activities to help you concentrate and to train your concentration under pressure. Number four is controlled breathing. We've talked about this plenty of times. Controlled breathing helps regulate the nervous system and can enhance focus by calming the mind and reducing tension. Techniques such as the 4-7 breathing method, the combat breathing method, the double inhale, exhale breathing method can be particularly useful, right? So try those and see which one works specifically for you. Number five is mental rehearsal. This involves practicing a skill or a sequence of actions in the mind. So by mentally rehearsing or visualizing your performance, you can enhance your focus on critical elements of your specific activity, which can improve execution during actual performance, such as shooting, for example, or room floor combat. Number six is routine development. Establishing a pre-performance routine helps athletes create a familiar set of actions before they perform, which can aid in focusing the mind. For instance, if you're on the shooting line, you might have a specific routine where you visualize the shot, setting your feet, for example, taking a deep breath, and then going through some dry firing practices, particularly your crossover drills. Number seven is segmentation. Breaking down a task into smaller, more manageable parts can help athletes maintain focus. By concentrating on one segment at a time, the athlete can reduce the feeling of being overwhelmed and increase the quality of focus on the immediate task. Number eight is single tasking. Practice focusing on one task at a time during training sessions. Multitasking can dilute an athlete's attention. Single tasking helps in training the brain to focus more effectively under varied conditions, particularly under stressful conditions. Number nine is the use of focal points. In many activities, using focal points can help enhance concentration. And if you recall, this is an Andrew Huberman exercise, or he mentions it, and I've mentioned it before on the podcast, where you pick a point on the wall and you focus on that intently for 30 to 60 seconds. It helps engage the brain. It releases certain hormones in the brain, such as acetylcholine, to help with concentration levels. For example, you're on the shooting line, you could focus in on the black dot that's in that circle on the target, or if you're using lifelike targets, you could focus in on a specific point such as the nose, all right, to help maintain concentration and really engage the brain. And number 10 is feedback and adjustment. Continuous feedback during training about an athlete's focus levels can help them recognize when they are losing concentration and need to refocus. This self-awareness can then be adjusted through practice to improve focus. And incorporating these techniques into daily training routines not only improves an athlete's ability to focus during practice, but also translates into better concentration during real-life situations. Competitions for athletes, but for tactical athletes, actually being on operations, being in a combat scenario, okay? And that will lead to improved performance, which is exactly what we're after in a highly stressful situation. And that's it for this episode on focus and concentration tips. If you have any questions, hit me up, Reese, which is R-H-Y-S, reese@operatoredge.com, or go to operatoredge.com/selection. Number of different resources to help you prepare for your selection attempt. That's it for now. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks.